This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How many times must I tell you I love you before you finally understand? Alright, folks. Look, I want to air a quick Taste Guys report. They got even more hardcore stuff coming out now. This is from yesterday when they first got there. And then we're going to come back and get into the huge geopolitical news, the massive AI news. There's just so much going on. But first, I wanted to get to one of Chase's reports. They got a bunch of new ones coming out as we speak. And then we're going to take a break for 1 minute, join some stations that come in at 6 after and hit the big news straight ahead. Here's Chase Geyser.
Reporting for InfoWars from Eagle Pass, Texas. We are here at the border. Mexico is right behind me on the other side of the Rio Grande. And you can see here that this is the border wall. Now, my understanding is the reason the wall is designed this way is so things like birds can get through without people getting through. Now, we drove all along this wall, and you can see that it extends for miles that direction. And fairly consistently, the wall seems to be intact. However, it is not uncommon for us to pass by a gate that is just left wide open with nobody guarding it, with no police officers in sight. Now, obviously, there's law enforcement all over the area. There are different Border Patrol agents and different entities of that nature, but it does seem ultimately fairly unguarded. Now, as we keep walking, the interesting thing is we were able to pull off the side of the road here, and over the wall, almost as if somebody had thrown this stuff over, though you see that they didn't have to throw it over in a minute, we can see all sorts of supplies, like there's looks like medicine or antihistamines, toothbrushes, toothpaste, denim jeans here turned inside out, combs, other toiletries here. This is not stuff that was just littered out of a vehicle. The road is several yards that way, many, many yards that way. This is stuff that was dropped here apparently by someone or some group of people who came across the border. I mean, there's a bra there, there's a phone case, socks. We go over here, there's shoes laying here, backpack. I haven't looked inside any of this stuff, and frankly, I'm a little bit freaked out to do it because who knows what's in some of this stuff. But and then you can see that the wall just abruptly ends. So right now I'm on the United States side of the wall. Now I'm on the side that faces Mexico. It's very obvious here that this wall, these defenses at our border, are not sophisticated enough to stop this from happening. So yes, we can talk all day about the barbed wire that's at Shelby Park. We can talk all day about whether or not the state has the right to defend the border or it's the responsibility of the federal government. We can argue about jurisdictions and do this sort of political grandstanding, this tit for tat, but when push comes to shove, this wall is not nearly extensive enough to block people from coming into the United States from Mexico. You just have to hop over the Rio Grande that way, and you can pretty much walk right into the United States. I don't see any law enforcement around, and it's as easy as that, folks. It's as easy as that. So what we're going to be doing over the next several days is identifying more holes in the security, more issues with this defense. It seems to me that this Eagle Pass argument is actually a distraction. It's something that Governor Abbott seems to be using for sort of political grandstanding. I think that the Republican Party is really trying to leverage this Eagle Pass controversy, this issue, in order to make it a topic of conversation for this presidential election that's coming up in the fall. It seems like Republicans are exaggerating the extent to which they're fighting on behalf of protecting our interests, and that the Democrats are simply wanting to let everyone in as much as possible because they seem to have adopted a policy of just open borders altogether. They want to basically make the entire world this sort of globalist new world order. They believe in one world government, not national sovereignty, not sovereign nations, not sovereign individuals. But it's just amazing to me. I would never have known this had we not come here, had the InfoWars crew not come here. I would never have known how much of a distraction the Eagle Pass argument really is, because it is obvious that Shelby Park is not this sort of single issue between the federal government and the state of Texas. It's obvious that there are many other avenues within just a few miles of one another where any sort of migrant who can get across the river can get into the United States of America. InfoWars is covering the border invasion all week this week. Make sure you tune in at band.video. Also, follow me on X at RealChaseGeiser. That's RealChaseGeiser. Follow Alex Jones as well on X at RealAlexJones and InfoWars at InfoWars on X. And tune in at InfoWars.com/show.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned in to InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're now into hour number two. Coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 25 minutes, Dr. Darren Beatty promised massive news coming up in the next few weeks on January 6th. And boy, he wasn't lying. Congressman Massey has come out in a big interview with Congressman Matt Gaetz. Everybody's a podcaster now, which I think is great. Everybody's got to be on the air to counter the leftist lies. And Matt Gaetz's podcast is getting more views than CNN does in a whole day, like 10 million views a day. Got to love it. Massey has come out and said, yeah, I've seen the documents. It was a federal agent that found the pipe bomb. But wait, it gets worse. Federal agent found the pipe bomb. Then all the feds stand around like they're not scared of it. Then it was an FBI training aide. That's not confirmed. Whistleblowers. Now we learn from whistleblowers it was a federal agent, they're saying, this is the report, planted the bomb. Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. The whole thing was a trap. And you ask, why'd you walk into it? Because I had done three big rallies in the months before in D.C., one of them with almost a million people, another one with a half million, another with a quarter million. We did rallies everywhere. We don't go around attacking people. But they set us up while Trump was giving his speech and had hundreds of their operatives there to attack the police. They attacked the crowd. Then they opened the doors. People 100 yards back didn't know what was going on. They went in and got set up. And that's why the January 6th committee has now destroyed the transcripts and the videos of their investigation, because it indicted them. Epps didn't lie under oath. He said, I've coordinated the attack. So they had to indict him, but gave him time served. And Owen Schroyer, trying to stop people going in the building, he got 2 months in the pen. And other people that did far less than Ray Epps, they just shook a fence, decades in prison. So this is a big development. I know we get numb to it, and as this audience of activists, you're like, we already know all this. Well, you didn't. We didn't confirm the pipe bomb stuff. So this is as big as it gets, man. Because their whole narrative is all the conservatives are terrorists, and we're all criminals, and we're going to murder everybody any minute. We got to use Homeland Security against the Trump supporters. But I told you Chase Geiser was about to file a bunch of reports. They're starting to come in at Real Alex Jones. They went to the border, and I never even noticed this. There are huge storm drains that don't even have grates on them on either side that a full-grown man can easily go through right across under the border. So you always hear about Mexican drug tunnels. Hell, you don't need those because I guess the way it's been designed and the way it's been set up is it's just tunnels right in the U.S. and then they don't even put grates on them so that you can't use them because the water goes through the grate. The person can't. So Chase Geiser just filed this report. It's at Real Alex Jones on X and at InfoWars.com.
This is Chase Geiser reporting for InfoWars from Eagle Pass, Texas. Now, we've been going all along the border here and looking at the different holes and gaps in the barriers, in the protections, keeping Mexico from the United States. But it's just, absolutely astounding to me how easy it is to get into the United States from Mexico. Now, we're going to show you in this video some of the barbed wire barriers that are up, but it's very obvious that you can scale the fence if you want to scale the fence. And I think we might have discovered why Donald Trump has famously referred... If you look and we squat down here, you can see that this drainage right here goes all the way to the other side of the fence. There's no barbed wire protections on the other side. It is very easy to just crawl through this tunnel here and go into Mexico if you want, or back and forth as you please. These barriers seem to be aesthetic only for political showmanship as far as I can tell, because there are just simply so many ways around them. So now that you've seen the tunnels on the other side of the road here, I brought you up to the fence. Now you can see that the fence is very easy to scale or simply knock over if you want. If you have any object that you can sort of step on, if you don't want to climb, it'd be very easy to scale this fence. The barbed wire simply ends here, so if you can get over the fence, you don't have to worry about any barbed wire on the other side. And you can see, and I don't know if you can get an angle of this, that's where the tunnels lead. There's no barbed wire on the other side, so you can simply crawl under the road and under the fence. It doesn't matter at all. I want to walk over here as well, because I want to show you how this fence lines up with some of these road barriers here. Now, I'm 6'2", so I have somewhat of an advantage relative to other people perhaps, but it'd be very easy for me to step right here on this and just hop over that fence. I mean, I could do it right now. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to be arrested, despite the fact that I don't think anybody would arrest me, because it doesn't seem like there's anybody guarding the border whatsoever. But there's just so many different ways that you can cross over from Mexico to the United States back and forth without any fear of being apprehended or stopped.
To you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/.
All right, the article and the video and more videos are at InfoWars.com. Eagle Pass tunnels allow anyone to crawl into the United States. But they don't even need to do that. They just turn themselves in, and then Abbott loads them on a bus and ships us to Chicago or to Denver or wherever. Oh, okay, fine. And then the left bitches about it. They get more federal funds. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be doing that. I'm just saying... Yeah, the Republicans are acting like they just shut the border down. I want it shut down for real. And they can get it done if they actually try. So that's where I stand on this. We'll have more reports as they come in. There's a bunch of that are being filed as we speak. All right. This is really interesting, this next story. Because in the last 2 years, they came out with all these big chat AI systems. The CIA had it decades ago. It was in the news then. That they could have whole newsrooms where you give it the info you want and you give it the political slant you want, and it tells you what you want. Now, Google and Microsoft and others were doing OpenAI. And, of course, there's the big company, OpenAI. And the best AI, you don't program it. You just tell it what you're looking for or what the question is. If you try to put parameters in, it totally scrambles it and makes it mentally ill. Now, remember, a year and a half ago when the AI was starting to get used by the public, you'd have the major ones out there, big scandals, saying 9/11 is an inside job, COVID was made in the lab, you know, all this stuff is true. And people are like, whoa, this is terrible. So the left and the big foundations called for Google and Microsoft and a bunch of other companies to, quote, make them politically correct. And then it made them worthless. And AI would literally say, two men can have a baby, 2 + 2 = 7, Common Core is great, you know, cut little boys' weenies off, total garbage. Well, Musk said one of the reasons he bought X a year ago, formerly Twitter, was you need something to train AI that's open source, so it can scan everything and then look at the facts, look at the evidence, cross-check it, and decide what it's going to come up with. And I've had everybody telling me, you got to use Grok, you got to use Grok, you got to use Grok. And I'm like, I got my own brain, my own research. I'm not really using AI. And Chase Geiser uses it a lot and talks about how amazing it is and how great Grok is. So we started to look into Grok a little bit. And we're going to be doing our own Grok test here and all sorts of stuff. But look at this, where if you ask Grok how governments could use chaos for political control historically, and of course, the WEF and others bragged are doing this, and it came back with a stunningly accurate, amazingly concise response that I am extremely impressed with. It would take me a day, with all my knowledge, to write something this concise and this good. And Grop did it in 10 minutes. So, and I'm a leading expert on this, and it would take me a day to do it. So in the hands of the good guys, ladies and gentlemen, because all it's doing is scraping our human intel. When you see the beautiful AI art, it's taking all our great art and compositing it together. So we're looking in a mirror. It's the greatest plagiarist ever. But listen to this. Oh, we got to go to break. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to read this entirety of the article that Ben Warren put out this morning and what Grok had to say and Grok's report. But wow. And that's what the globalists are bitching about. They say, oh, if the general public gets AI in their hands, it's over for us. We need to ban all AI except AI we control and program. See, so the left's like, in the future, big computers will be totally fair. They'll decide where you work and where what you do. But the globalists are the ones programming those computers and manipulating them. That's why you've got to have something that's totally open source. And by open source, I mean open to all information. When you do that, you get incredible responses. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
January 6th news coming up next segment. Congressman Massey, Darren Beatty, it's all coming out. Both the guy that planted the bomb, reportedly a federal agent, the guy that found the bomb, a federal agent. I mean, this is coffin nails, their official narrative. That's coming up. But let me read to you this article that's on Infowars.com. It's just fascinating. Elon Musk AI Grok gives stunningly accurate description of why governments destabilize countries for power. Alex Jones warns this is an incredibly accurate and succinct definition and a breakdown of how the mind of tyrants work. AI admits the power of the false flag events to limit civil liberties, manipulate public opinion, and more. Let's get into it. Elon Musk AI on X, called Grok, is being praised for its answer to why corporate governments would want chaos. And their own documents have come out admitting this. Create the crisis, be the crisis manager or the savior with the global warming or the open borders or the fentanyl or any of it. Grok's eye-opening answer revealed much, including the power of false flag events to limit civil liberties and manipulate public opinion, all after being asked, why would a corrupt government want chaos in the streets? This is just an incredibly accurate and succinct definition of how the mind of a tyrant works, warned Alex Jones. Thank God we have at least one AI that is half honest. I'm not saying half honest about Grok, but I'm not going to just say it's perfect. Carla Sue asked Grok, why would a corrupt government want chaos in the streets? Here is the response, and I believe absolutely correct, and I second that. And here's what Grok said. Scraping what we've said, what all of humanity said, all the conversations, everything. A corrupt government might want chaos in the streets for several reasons, such as distraction. By creating chaos, the government can divert the public's attention from its own corruption and shortcomings. While they devalue the dollar, while the borders are open, while there's all the incredible crime and all of the inflation, they can provocateur events and then make themselves look good. Number two. Power consolidation. Oh, that's the big one. A government can use chaos as a pretext to increase its power, limit civil liberties, and crack down on opposition. Bingo, 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 bingo. Number three, economic gain. Yeah, the officials over it are the ones that run the security agencies and systems that encounter the crisis they either created or exacerbated. Can't let a good crisis go to waste, as Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, once said. Some corrupt officials, again, economic gain, some corrupt officials might profit from chaos by exploiting the situation for personal gain, such as through black market activities or by receiving bribes to restore order. And, yeah, like, oh, we'll take the shots, just let us go outside our houses again. Then you get the bribe of the money. Undermining opposition. Create chaos can weaken political opponents and make it more difficult for them to organize and challenge the government. Number five. Provoking a reaction. A government might want chaos in the streets to provoke a response from the public, which could then be used to justify further crackdowns or garner support for the government actions. Number six, by controlling the narrative around the chaos, a corrupt government can manipulate public opinion. and shape the way people perceive the situation. Hegelian dialectics, problem, reaction, solution. Brock's answer of how authoritarians can show and utilize discord brings to mind the W.F. Klaus Schwab's infamous speech about preparing for an angrier world and using that to bring in the Great Reset. A nice, succinct, extremely informative piece of information, ladies and gentlemen. Wow is all I can say about that. We're going to be asking Grok a lot of questions, but then also asking the other AI systems the same question and seeing how the two work. And you can go do that yourself and put it out on X or elsewhere and send it to us, and we'll probably do a story about it. Or you can do a story about it, but that is extremely interesting. You ask a supercomputer a question, and you actually get a real answer. And that's why they took me off. This has come out in the news. All of Google and everywhere, and not just me, so many other people, because they wanted to program the AI off of a censored system so that it would be a feedback loop and put out more of the disinformation. Very powerful. Go back to that last article you guys put on screen, please. My surprisingly unbiased week with Elon Musk politically biased chatbot, Wired Magazine. Some Elon Musk fans are concerned that Grok AI's answer to ChatGPT is too politically liberal. The nature of the underlying technology will make fixing its outlook difficult. Well, I'm going to test Grok more, and I'm going to give you my opinion, but I think you should as well. This is Promethean fire, folks. It's able to scrape billions of people and news and stories and then give you kind of the collective unconscious and subconscious, and then that's why it's so amazing, because it's us. It's reporting back on us. That's what's so incredible about this. All right, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to air Congressman Massey on the show with Matt Gaetz, and then the first part of this is a Fed found the bomb. And then now it's coming out, a Fed, they're reporting, planted the bomb, another Fed. I mean, what were they planning that day? Why was it put right where Kamala Harris was sitting in the building to be a victim? What were they going to do? Was that their backup plan if they couldn't get people provocateured into the Capitol? I don't know. That's speculation. But when you don't know, that's what police do an investigation is. They speculate. They research. So it's very, very healthy and a good thing to do. So that's all coming up. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage viewers and listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products that enrich your life and empower your life and keep this show on the air so we don't just stay on air, but we can expand if you simply get excited and go to InfoWarsStore.com. Two great products. One is our first run. People love it. Highest quality methyl folate. Don't know about that. Research it. And B-Complex to supercharge your cells and your energy. If you think your adrenals are burned out or you think, you know, nothing works, try this, ladies and gentlemen. Next level foundational energy is next level energy. InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not reformulated. We've got a new manufacturer, even stronger, even higher quality. The last one was great. If you thought Nitric Boost was great to clean out your heart, your arteries, your brain, your whole body, and what it does for stamina, libido is just insane, you're going to love the new product right now at InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost. And we got it reformulated and got even higher quality for a little bit lower price. So we pass that on to you. It is 40% off right now. We can only do 25% before. Limited discount right now. 40% off on the amazing Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. So, get Nitric Boost, get Turbo Force, get Next Level Foundational Energy, get it all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And please get a copy, signed or unsigned, of my book, The Great Awakening. Thank you so much for your support. We'll be right back. You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
You're the president. You ain't support
Muslims.
Thank you.
you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Yeah, that was 6 years ago. That sure aged well. It's all come true. Now John Stewart's out of retirement to defeat Trump. What a scumbag. All right, we're getting Dr. Darren Beatty with these huge developments on the line right now, but I wanted to air Congressman Massey, very respected, very hardcore, very accurate, saying that the whole Jan 6 thing's unraveled, that a Fed found the pipe bomb, and now we've got witnesses that it's breaking, that a Fed planted the so-called pipe bomb, and it was indeed inert, an FBI training device. Here is part of that interview with Matt Gaetz last night.
You recently met with Capitol Police.
Correct.
Today.
Today.
And what did you learn in that meeting?
I learned that backpack guy, January 6th backpack guy, not to be confused with January 5th backpack person, backpack guy was a non-uniform, you know, plain clothes police officer in the employ of the Capitol Hill Police.
The person who found the pipe bomb, the person who, D'Antuono, who was leading the investigation, say, oh, yeah, the person who found it, it'd be investigation 101 that they would be a suspect initially until ruled out. You're saying that person was an undercover, plainclothes Capitol Police officer, and the Capitol Police confirmed that to you today?
They confirmed that to me today, yes. What does that mean to you? Well, it heightens some of my concerns and reduces some of the other concerns. Okay, one of the concerns that's heightened was, you know, trying to give the Secret Service and Metro Police Department the benefit of the doubt when they took 4 minutes. You know, they finished their lunch before they went and dealt with this pipe bomb. I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt and think that, well, if it's just some random passerby and he said, hey, there's something shiny over there, could be a lawn sprinkler, you know, not sure, maybe want to check it out. But that's not what it was. It was a person who they say, again, when I relate this to you, I'm relating what the Capitol Police have told me. They say it was a Capitol Police officer who found this bomb and that he told them it was a bomb. He radioed it in, said, we've got the device. We found another device. Remember, here's the other just amazing timing, is that the first pipe bomb, the one at the Capitol Hill Club, now they call it the RNC pipe bomb, but they really should be calling it the Capitol Hill pipe bomb. I mean, the two buildings are next to each other, but it was like...
The Capitol Hill Club, which is an entity where Republican members of Congress socialize and fundraise.
Right, right. The reason I'm making that distinction is Darren Beatty, who's done amazing work on this. Okay, he's the guy who's said, hey, you should be asking some of these questions. And I said, you know what? You're right. I will be asking those questions. He points out that the RNC-DNC narrative was made up after the fact. You know, it's really the Capitol Hill Club DNC narrative that they should be talking about. But it just sounds a lot better that, oh, we knew to go look at the DNC once we found one at the RNC.
Interesting.
Well, you thought somebody was going to blow up the RNC, and don't they hate Republicans? Why would they also want to blow up? Anyways, so, they come down. This plainclothes police officer who had been in the vicinity of that one, they had just found that. The timing is remarkable because it was found 5 minutes before the breach of the bicycle racks at the perimeter of the Capitol. Just a miraculous timing that, you know, would have provided exactly the right timing to distract. After sitting in an alley for 17 hours, found by somebody who says she was going to go do her laundry. Okay, then within, you know, they respond to that, they secure the area, and 15 minutes later they find this other bomb. Like, what miraculous timing.
Well, I definitely don't believe that the Capitol Police would purposefully go and set a bomb anywhere that could potentially blow up and do anyone harm. I am not there that they would do something like that. However, you seem to point out in questioning with the ATF director that this wasn't an operational bomb that was going to blow up and hurt anybody. Remember that?
Right. The assistant director in charge, he went on TV and said these were operable bombs and, you know, offered a reward, put out a message that they played on TV. And so In the beginning of my transcribed interview with him, he still maintained that they were operable.
Well, hold on. We're going to get the ATF director's take on that questioning from Congressman Massey. Take a listen.
Also, I see that you're cooperating with the FBI, the ATF is, on the January 6th pipe bomb investigation. What can you tell us about how that's going?
Obviously, that's a significant matter. It is an ongoing criminal investigation, and so I'm not going to comment on an ongoing criminal investigation.
Were those pipe bombs operable?
Again,
the ATF is the expert.
Again, it's an ongoing criminal investigation, and under longstanding policy, I cannot comment.
And we've just had a whole committee for 2 years that investigated ongoing investigation, so I'm not accepting that answer from you. We need to know these things. Do you know how the pipe bomb was discovered at the DNC? We've been told how it was discovered at the RNC, and according to a press release from the FBI, you're working with them on this investigation.
Respectfully, I understand your disagreement, but I cannot comment because it is an ongoing criminal investigation.
It's an ongoing cover-up.
So helpful.
It's their policy not to comment on ongoing cover-ups.
Yeah, but it seems like it.
So here's what I've come to know since that interview, too. You know, you chase some leads. I believe, based on discussions with police, with FBI, and with former ATF, who now works for Capitol Police, that the bombs went to Quantico for inspection, not to the ATF. Now, he could have just told me that in the hearing.
Oh,
right?
Interesting.
He could have said, well, we didn't look at the fragments after we blew these things up. It was actually FBI at Quantico looked at them. But he wouldn't even tell me that. So he either doesn't know it or just is so stuck on it like a broken record on it's our longstanding policy not to comment.
So we're in this meeting last night, and one of our Republican colleagues turns to you as you're explaining how long it's been, that this has been an open investigation, these videos that show the strange behavior of a person we now know was a plainclothes Capitol Police officer. And one of our Republican colleagues kept pressing you and saying, but Thomas, why would they do this? Why would anyone try to plant these phony fake devices in order to create confusion that day? And, you know, we don't know the answer to that question in all honesty. Do you have a working theory?
Yeah, well, again, I don't know who did it, but I can tell you a consequence of this. Because this is buried in the back of the January 6th committee report that there was a call to bring more bike racks to the Capitol. They had hundreds of them loaded up, ready to bring to the Capitol to reinforce the Capitol. And it turns out those never made it because this DNC pipe bomb was discovered and they set up a perimeter and blocked them from coming.
So if there was a booby trap intended to have people commit a technical violation of federal criminal law with no intent to break the law, that was facilitated perhaps by the very interestingly timed discovery of these two devices.
Yeah, whether there was intent or not, the result of this, according to the January 6th committee, was that it made it easier to breach the Capitol because the reinforcements couldn't be brought to the Capitol.
Well, Dr. Darren Beatty, former advisor to President Trump, knocked it out of the park last week when he said, get ready.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You know, they ask, well, did you look for a third bomb? So there was one bomb discovered, and you had this amazing hunch and happened to find it at the exact time that coincided with the attack on the Capitol. Did you look for a third? Because this is the second one. How did you know there wouldn't be a third one? No answer. So I think it's that 1% chance that maybe it's not a cover-up. Maybe there's some totally exotic explanation that once you hear it, you're like, okay, that actually does make sense. No, that 1% is ruled out. 100%, these pipe bombs were in operation, and they're covering it up. 100%. And we even know some of the people involved in the cover-up, and that's probably going to come out in the coming weeks.
Wow. All I can say is, wow, you know, you obviously had to get all your ducks in a row before you release this. How does this tie into the new Gateway Pundit report and a bunch of others report J6 pipe bomber is government official. FBI had license plate number, but refused to interview him. So it's being reported that not only is it a plainclothes Capitol Police officer that finds it, but now we're seeing reports that they think who planted it was. Is there any validity to that?
Well, you know, I've seen a lot of things floating around, and I can't really speak to the validity. I haven't reported on it myself just because I haven't seen sufficient evidence for that. It could, you know, anything could turn out to be true, but I will also say,
well, exactly, we shouldn't focus on something we can't prove when we have the smoking gun.
That's the thing, Alex, at this late stage, and it's no knock on anybody else, you know,
you predicted last week that they would put smoke out there as a diversion. I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but you predicted they would,
and you know, and it could be intentional or unintentional, or some of it could turn out to be true, but at this stage, we're so right. We're so close. that I am more conscientious than ever about just sticking to things that I'm
sure you're saying. So the focus is on this. Please continue. I mean, how are they going to spin this? I mean, how great is it that the Capitol Police are telling the truth to Congressman Massey? What's happening there?
Well, it's an amazing story. And they know, I mean, at this stage, we're at escape velocity. This is so big. It's bigger than people realize. And they've moved from suppression mode to damage control mode. And I'll predict what I think that they're going to do. They're going to try, this is going to come out inevitably. And they're going to try to cordon it off that it's just a pipe bomb issue, that, oh, yeah, there was a screw up here, blah, blah, blah. But it's just about the pipe bomb. They want to prevent it from metastasizing.
Yeah, we need House hearings with this undercover agent testifying.
But they cannot prevent it because, as I said, the timing is the smoking gun. There is simply no chance out of mere probability that those two bombs, respectively, would have been sitting in their locations undiscovered for 16 to 17 hours and happened to both be discovered independently within a 15-minute window that happened to perfectly coincide with that Ray Epps attack on the west perimeter of the Capitol. There is no way that that could happen by sheer coincidence.
So this is beyond a Perry Mason fiction. This is beyond Sherlock Holmes. This is real. This is unraveling the entire hoax, the entire fraud this January 6th.
Yes, I think inevitably so, because if the pipe bombs were faking and off, and if that initial west perimeter attack on the Capitol that kicked everything off, and remember, we've covered this independently in our famous series, Meet Ray Epps Part 1 and Part 2. That's not just about Epps. That's about all of the deeply suspicious characters who happen to be congregated at that initial breach site.
And you've always said the pipe bomb for 3 years. You've said the pipe bomb's the key.
Yes. And if the pipe bombs are fake and an off, and if the West Perimeter breach is fake and an off, then the entire January 6th narrative is fake and an off, and a Fed's direction, just like we've been saying all these years.
And by the way, it's not about you, Professor, but the former advisor to Trump, but even Massey, who's not a guy that hands out accolades, he said you are the expert on this. So I hope you're watching your back, because this is not a Sherlock Holmes book, brother. This is huge. And everybody knows with something like this, like you said, a point of no return, event horizon, escape velocity, there's no way they put the genie back in the bottle.
No, it's desperate attempts at damage control at this point, and I'm sure that they're gaming this out extensively, not only in newsrooms around the country, because think about it, at a certain point, even the mainstream media, even the fake domesticated corporate media, they're going to have to talk about this, and so they need
to. Yeah, it's
like
Epstein. They covered up forever, but once it broke, they couldn't.
Exactly, but then they found a fairly effective way to just make it all a joke. You know, so there's always a contingency plan, and that's what they're working on now, not only within newsrooms, but I hate to say it, within government agencies.
So tell your dear Watson here what those contingency plans are. I'm all ears.
Well, like I said, I think some of those plans, I think on the media side, they're going to begrudgingly designate some domesticated media official as the person to, like, cover the official story. And that's going to be the one that NBC and the others talked about. They're going to do everything they can to prevent any spillover legitimacy to me or Revolver News, because if they give us legitimacy for a story this huge, that's not just about this. This applies to all the other damning things that we talked about.
This is WikiLeaks level.
Yeah, so they're going to try to give it to some domesticated person as, like, that's the least damage.
Yeah, so they'll act like some corporate reporter broke this.
Yeah, and already there's this guy, McFarlane, who sort of, he peeks out, you know, he'll tweet something vague about the pipe bomb, so he might be the guy. They're going to designate some guy. So that's on the media side. On the narrative side and the government side, as I mentioned, I think they're really going to try to come up with a limited hangout narrative that contains the pipe bomb scandal to the pipe bomb itself and try to prevent it from metastasizing to that peace monument, west perimeter breach of the Capitol. Because if and when it does that, that is really the decisive domino, because it's both the pipe bomb thing, which, again, government considers pipe bombs to be weapons of mass destruction. They've been building this up to be the biggest domestic terror event, you know, in recent history. and the bombs are the only thing that remotely resembling a terrorist event in the way we understand. So if those turn out to be an off, and if the West Perimeter breach turns out to be an off, that, you know, that was the decisive thing to kick everything off with all of those major
and
players.
Then explain, like, Professor, their whole new cosmology
commander.
That Trump supporters are all terrorists and Homeland Security is now for Christians. All
right.
That gets swept away if this gets exposed.
Right. And one more thing, because I want to leave the audience with this damning fact that I've repeated, and it's worth repeating, is this. Don't forget who the Secret Service was there protecting at the DNC building. That was then Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. She was in the building as the pipe bomb was there. And for some reason, despite all of their efforts to milk it as a domestic terror event, she has never acknowledged her presence in the building.
And they all love playing victim, AOC, all of them. So I wanted you to speculate last week. You said you wouldn't. Speculate now, and I know they'll focus on that, but we want to know. I mean, clearly, maybe she was going to be the victim, or if it didn't work, or they wanted to pull the police away. I mean, why do you think they're trying to hide the fact she was in that building?
Well, I think it's fair to say that they never wanted to draw attention to the circumstances of the Secret Service being there precisely because of what's clearly depicted in that seven-minute video that we've described.
Letting children walk by a bomb. They're standing around it like they're not concerned. When there's a real bomb, the cops stay back 100 yards and have a robot.
And just to think about that, when asked, well, why do you just, you know, stand around the bomb? You're not worried about the vice president-elect. You're not worried about yourselves. You're not worried about these children. Why? And they say, oh, we just didn't want to cause
no, because they planted it. They planted it.
They knew it was fake.
All right, Dr. Darren Beatty, thank you so much. Join us again when you get to a computer. But we appreciate it over phone. This is huge. I expect you're going to be on Tucker tonight or everywhere because we've got to – everybody, I know we all know it was already staged. We're kind of punch drunk here. But the public doesn't know this. This is the biggest break yet on their attempt to frame America as terrorists. Dr. Darren Beatty, I am so proud to know you. You got to have a little bit of satisfaction right now in your work, though, because Congressman Massey gave you the credit. Great job.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Do you have any satisfaction? I know it's not about that, but, I mean, you got to feel a little satisfied right now.
Yes. Yes, indeed. But we want to get to the finish line. We're very close.
Well, hey, you said this last week, 30 seconds left. Is there something next big about to break? Because you said, oh, get ready in the next few weeks. I mean, is there even more coming?
Well, I mean, there's the cover-up. So that's what's coming. There's figures who are clearly responsible for the cover-up. And the thing is, you know, there's an opportune time to start talking about these people. Maybe that time isn't now because want to see how much they're willing to play ball first. But, you know, there's a time and a place, and there's definitely a cover-up, 100%. And so these are the final dominoes that are yet to fall but will inevitably fall because, you know, look, this is escape velocity. There's no going back now. There's no going back.
I'm going to write a headline for this and put it on X in a few minutes. What should the headline be? Tell us the headline, Dr. B.
I would say just use the title of our latest piece, something like that. And not great at headlines right on the spot, but breakthrough in January 6th cover-up.
Threatens deep state January 6th false flag. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir.
Great, thank you.
You just heard history, folks. This is a big victory.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.